Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show with Grundy Center football coach Travis Sajak, getting ready for this Class 1A championship game against Dyke New Hartford. And coach, thanks for taking some time here. You're no stranger to the state championship game back here now for the sixth season in a row, but just tell me what this opportunity means for you and the program to be able to, you know, do this once again, have another opportunity to compete for a championship.
Another blessing for us, John, for all of our kids and their families and our school district and our community. We're really excited to compete again at the biggest stage that we have in our state, you know, in our sport, and compete for a title.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the matchup here in a sec, but I kind of want to just get your thoughts on what kind of the championship mentality, like that grit, determination it takes by you know, all the players and the coaching staff to be able to continue to perform at a high level like this and make it back to the championship game. What does that look like in your opinion?
Well, everything's, you know, try to frame it in its proper perspective, and we don't talk very often about, you know, big picture stuff as far as, you know, end of the season, where we want to end up and things like that. It's just, you know, trying to just do the work every day to make ourselves better. And that's, you know, individually and obviously as a team. And if we do that consistently or get it to be as consistent as possible, then you have a chance to play at a high level late in the season. And that's, you know, a method that's worked pretty well here. And our kids have by and large responded to that. And, you know, the credit really goes to the assistant coaches and all of the work that they do to teach and to guide and to mentor and get the most out of our kids every game day.
All right, so Dyke New Hartford, you'll be playing them for the second time this season. Granted, pretty much an entire season between the games. You faced them all the way back in week one, a 21-7 win. But when it comes to getting ready to play these guys again, give me kind of your thoughts on a scouting report for these guys, maybe some of the biggest areas of concern, I guess, when you're getting ready to face Dyke New Hartford.
Well, you alluded to it, John. I mean, we're no strangers to one another, but there's been, you know, I don't know, 1,200, 1,300 snaps of football played in between those from week one to now week 13. So I think they're a different, better football team than they were in week one. But I'd like to think that we're kind of in the same boat. I feel like we're a much better football team than we were in week one. You know, as far as Dyke New Hartford is concerned, they're going to do what they do. They're going to play very, very physical, especially in the line of scrimmage. They're going to establish the run game. You know, their all offense flows through number 36. He's, you know, arguably the best running back in the state in our class. Really talented player. And, you know, we're going to be able to have to get off blocks and tackle that kid and not let him break the big one. And, you know, obviously when we possess the ball, we've got to be efficient and, you know, earn first downs and, you know, hopefully get some big plays mixed in there and, you know, feel pretty good about our chances if we're able to do those things. But, you know, it's going to be an electric atmosphere in the dome, and we can't wait to play those guys for a title.
You bet. And I, when it comes to your team, I do want to ask about the Judd Jarovsky to Tiernan Vokes quarterback receiver connection that has been so incredibly effective for you guys this year, especially now since this is going to be their last game here together. How would you kind of describe their connection and how that's been just a lethal matchup for opposing teams?
It's been kind of years in the making. I mean, those two have spent a lot of time together in the summers working on the throw game stuff. And, you know, Judd's playing, you know, quarterback this year, but last year, you know, he was able to get on the field at receiver and ended up being a pretty darn good one by the end of the season for us. And he and Tiernan have a really good relationship off the field too. So it just kind of all feeds off one another. They understand how one another sees the game and understands, you know, play calls, making slight adjustments here and there. But they're both playing a very high level right now, and it's a treat to watch.
You bet. And you'd mentioned how it's going to be likely an electric atmosphere in the dome, you know, going to be a historic meeting between the teams, right? Maybe you don't think about that too much. It's just got to be the next game, right? But, I mean, man, this is going to be a really historic meeting between two teams right next to each other, really giving Grundy County something to be proud of.
Yeah, and it's going to have a ton of meaning for all involved. You know, obviously the kids that are playing on the field, you know, the staffs on both sidelines, both school districts, both communities, the county. I mean, it's a special thing. But, you know, we still understand that, you know, at 4:06 on Thursday afternoon when that ball kicks off, it's a high school football game. And who can play longer, who can play harder, who can play cleaner is going to win the football game. And they're good. We're good. It's the two best teams left in the state. Can't wait.
You bet. And just to kind of sum it up here, ultimately, what gives you confidence that you're going to be able to, you know, finish the job and take home another state championship here on Thursday afternoon?
Well, the confidence, I think, is, you know, based on your preparation. You know, we're gonna have a good game plan in place for our kids in all three phases. You know, our assistant coaches are going to do a great job of teaching that game plan. And then kids just have to go out and execute. And, you know, we'll do everything we possibly can to contain them when they have the ball. And we're going to try to take advantage of every opportunity we can when we have the ball. And, you know, they're pretty darn good, John. And, you know, we think we are too. So it's going to be a great matchup. And we're excited to compete.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here for now?
Excited to see Spartan Nation turn out again on Thursday. You know, fill up that east side of the Dome and Maroon and give us all love and support you can. We're going to need it. And go Spartans.
All right, Grundy Center football coach Travis Ajak, thank you so much for the time and best of luck here against D&H.
Thanks, John.
All right, more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up shows next.